to protect the Hornwood holdings from the Boltons, he had written. But Sir Roderick had been almost as angry with him as with the bastard. Sir Roderick might let me go. Maester Lewin never would. Sitting cross-legged under the weir tree, Jojen Reed regarded him solemnly.
It would be good if you left Winterfell, Bran.
It would?
Yes, and sooner rather than later. My brother has the green sight, said Mira. He dreams things that haven't happened, but sometimes they do.
There is no sometimes, Mira. A look passed between them. Him sad, her defiant. Tell me what's going to happen, Bran said.
I will, said Jojen, if you tell me about your dreams.
The guard's wood grew quiet. Bran could hear leaves rustling and Hodor's distant splashing from the hot pools. He thought of the golden man and the three-eyed crow, remembered the crunch of bones between his jaws and the cuppery taste of blood. I don't have dreams. Maester Lewin gives me sleeping draughts.
Do they help?
Sometimes. Mira said,
All of Winterfell knows you wake at night, shouting and sweating, Bran. The women talk of it at the well, and the guards in their hall. Tell us what frightened you so much, said Jojen.
I don't want to. Anyway, it's only dreams. Maester Lewin says dreams might mean anything or nothing.
My brother dreams, as other boys do, and those dreams might mean anything, Mira said. But the green dreams are different.
Jojen's eyes were the colour of moss, and sometimes, when he looked at you, he seemed to be seeing something else, like now.
I dreamed of a winged wolf, bound to earth, with grey stone chains, he said. It was a green dream, so I know it was true. A crow was trying to peck through the chains, but the stone was too hard, and his beak could only chip at them.
Did the crow have three eyes? Jojen nodded. Summer raised his head from Bran's lap and gazed at the mudman with his dark golden eyes.